This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
All right, let's do tonight's moral compass.
You are my counsel.
I almost said the list.
The one I turn to when I need my moral compass checked.
Maybe.
We have forged this relationship for years, and I depend on it.
Moral Compass, everybody, is a place where we all join hands and hold each other tightly.
Oh, yeah.
In hopes of...
Y'all stay over there.
Oh, yeah.
Just come over here, Colby.
Mm-mm.
Just for a second.
In hopes of making things okay.
Nope.
Evidently, American Airlines had a computer glitch. Now, this is an awesome computer glitch, right? A glitch in American Airlines pilot scheduling system actually means that thousands of flights during the holiday season currently do not have pilots assigned to them. The shortage was caused by an error in the system pilots used to bid for time off. The Allied Pilots Association told NPR this. The union represents the airline's 15,000 pilots.
Oh, no.
Now, everybody knows airlines are like a 24/7 operation.
Yeah.
That you can get on an airplane anytime.
Right.
Fly somewhere. I remember there was a commercial by Southwest. If you got the money, honey, I've got the time. And that's what they were saying.
Let's go ahead and mark that.
The system went from responsibly scheduling everybody to become Santa Claus to everyone. The computer said, hey, y'all, you want days off? You got it. So that's basically what happened.
Oh, no.
Somebody called it a man-made snowstorm as everybody essentially got days off during the holidays. However, we all understand you don't get time off when you're a pilot. You have to fly people around, right?
I mean, I bet those people don't understand, right?
They said...
they're like, I got the day off!
They said, we reserve pilots to help cover flying in December, and we are paying pilots who pick up certain open trips 150% of their hourly rate, as much as we are allowed to pay them per contract.
Is that just a fancy way of saying time and a half?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
So you get paid plus half of your regular time, or you get paid?
Correct.
And then you get paid time and a half. Is that how it works?
No. So like if you make $8 an hour, then you're making $12 an hour.
Doesn't seem like enough.
Well, I mean, sure, because you started at $8 an hour.
Those pilots are probably making, like, I don't know, $30 an hour.
Yeah, I was just using that as, like, a really basic way to look at it.
Now they get 45.
Dude, would you trust a pilot that was making $8 an hour?
Well, if he was Launchpad McQuack, no.
But he always lives.
How?
I mean,
he
just does. So, yeah. So, because nobody's ever died in a Launchpad McQuack plane crash?
Haven't they?
No.
Or does Disney just shield you from the horrible wreckage of all of his crashes? All right, so, like, this is all fine and well, and hopefully it's going to work out for them, right?
I mean, I hope it works out for everybody, but it sounds like they're telling pilots that thought they had the time off that they have to work now.
All right, and that's bad. So we're asking people, like, what's the worst thing you've ever seen a company do to screw people over? Or the employees or whatever. Because I got a story that I don't think is going to be beaten. Well, I probably shouldn't say that. We have some really weird...
Now, did they do it on purpose or was it an act? Like, for these companies, are like, because I worked at a restaurant where I was working on New Year's Eve in the bar. And the manager cut all the other bartenders and was like, dude, we never make money on New Year's Eve. And I ended up selling $18,000 worth of liquor that night, which was what we would typically do on a Friday night with 3-4 bartenders. So it was an accident, but I got screwed over, but I also made a whole crap load of money doing it.
All right, I'm going to let you decide if this was an accident, because I say no, because they could have easily rectified it and chose not to. So this was back at the paper, and you know the geniuses that we work with at the paper. So apparently they weren't taxing or taking out the insurance costs and everything correctly all year.
Tax and spend.
Exactly. And so they made a slight taxation error that on the surface, like, wouldn't really matter that much in any particular paycheck. It was, you know, I don't know, $10 or whatever. Like, not that you don't want the $10, but your life's not going to crumble. without the $10. So they waited until the very end of the year, like, I don't know, 5 days before Christmas, and they called a giant all-staff meeting. In that staff meeting, they pointed out the problem that they had in not correctly taxing benefits and everything like that, and the fact that they had to make it up before the year was over. And so to make it up, the obvious thing to do was, well, you just eat all that money that you incorrectly taxed all year because you're stupid. But instead, they said, no, so now we're going to take it out of your next paycheck. And at the newspaper, people were making maybe $10 an hour. And basically, they were saying, like, after taxes, your check's like $600. So your check right before Christmas is probably going to be about $350.
Ooh.
And they were like, oh, but like maybe we could set up a payment plan and just take it out of a whole bunch of your checks. So this was what they said right before Christmas. We're about to take away $300 to $400 from every single one of you. To which they said in the meeting, and you know, I like to ask questions that I don't think D around. And they said, well, we wouldn't do this unless we had to. To which immediately I fired my hand up and I said, will you please explain more about why you have to? And they were like, well, we didn't tax it correctly, the government, blah, blah, blah. And I said, no, I get that's why the money is short, but don't you clearly have the option to just pay the shortage yourself instead of taking out of employees' checks? There's a really long silence, and they're like, ah, it's complicated. It's not complicated.
No, it's not.
So, yeah, so they took all the money away from people right before Christmas.
You?
Oh, they took money away from me, too.
The person sitting next to you?
No, the company sitting right next to me, which is why I got the hell out of there like a couple of years later.
What about the person sitting next to them?
Oh, yeah. Everybody lost money.
Even the person sitting across from you?
That's right.
What about the person that sat behind you?
Yeah. Guess what? Person behind them? Same thing.
Are you serious?
Same thing.
A crap company.
It's a good point. From the 214 Spirit pilots, probably make $8 an hour. That's a good point.
What?
But yeah,
why do you say that?
Dude, that's a garbage airline.
So?
But they have Spirit.
Yeah.
Yes, they do.
So those cigarettes, right? American
what?
Spirit?
Yes.
So yeah, isn't that terrible?
That's bad,
pretty bad.
Dude.
From the 940, company worked employees 340 out of 356 days, working months at a time without a day off. Used to shut down for Christmas before 1 year. They said, of course, we'd be working. At the same time, they told us there would be no bonus. Merry Christmas.
Oh, do you get the Christmas bonus at your job? Because like we have other potential bonuses, but there's no like Christmas bonus here.
Yes, at the day job, yes, there is a Christmas bonus.
Is it always the same? Does it depend on how good work that you've done?
Like, that doesn't depend on I think there is something to how long you've been there.
Okay.
How much your Christmas bonus is.
So like you're expecting this bonus as part of your regular pay. More or less.
I try not to expect it. This is actually an un-Colby thing to do, but yeah,
That is weird. It seems like you'd normally have spent it before you even got it.
Right, but this thing, I always just, it ends up being a surprise every year, which is a good surprise.
Okay.
I need money.
All right. I've never understood the Christmas bonus.
So don't buy them socks.
Because I've never had a Christmas bonus before.
Right.
I've never had, you know, like a job where that happened. I've gotten, like, I guess at the Christmas party, I won a TV 1 year.
Oh. Okay.
But the TV was the size of this computer monitor here, which is the size of my foot. Mm-hmm. But it was a combo DVD-VCR TV.
Oh, good times.
Never used it.
Okay. The one, like, pseudo Christmas bonus I got at the paper was I had, like, I guess for lack of a better term, been named Employee of the Year. And so I got these two passes for free two-night stay at the Gaylord, as well as tickets to go see Ice.
Whoa.
And I was like, sweet, but you had to use it before the end of the year, and it just so happened the next 2 weeks we were filling in here at the radio station while I was also at the paper, and I have no time to go do anything when you're doing both jobs at the same time,
man.
And so I had to pass it off. What was tremendous is we had like a 70-year-old man who took them, and he was like, I'm gonna take my girlfriend, and I was like, oh... Okay.
Really?
Good luck with that? I don't know.
If you went to stay there, what would you refer to yourself as?
Okay.
I mean,
like captain or something?
Iceman?
From the
Oh, you mean because of the hotel? Sure, I've been called that before.
Did you read the CompUSA thing, Colby?
I did not.
From the 214, 2 weeks before Christmas in 2007, CompUSA, I used to go there all the time, told all their employees, including me, that the company had been sold and that we would all be laid off by mid-January.
Can you imagine if your company was like sold or merged so close to Christmas?
Yeah. Yeah, but we're really...
And then you had like an all-staff meeting.
We're doing okay. Oh, man. Oh, you weren't walking into that meeting thinking that, were you?
No, but I did walk by that guy in the parking lot who asked the stupidest question who got shut down. It's like, I'm going to go ahead and cut to the chase here.
From the 214, worst treatment from a boss, Matt Lauer has some interesting tactics.
Oh.
Matt Lauer did some bad things.
Matt Lauer can suck it.
Yeah, he can.
I mean...
from the
I got fired, right?
From the 432, my bonus depends on how much I cut the product. Okay,
right.
What was the word? I
cut
didn't
the
see
product.
It. Oh, okay.
So like cocaine or weed or something.
Cocaine
or heroin.
What? Why do you keep naming more drugs?
Ice,
speed.
I mean, that's the second time ice has been mentioned on this program.
Bath salts.
That's a good point. Has anyone ever sold ice during
PCP.
Ice?
PCP.
Stop naming drugs!
Opium.
LSD.
That's right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.